Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Floyd Valley Healthcare celebrated the opening of their just-completed maternal health renovation project. Director of Nursing Kristen Ball says the rooms are designed to provide care through the entire labor and delivery process in an at-home atmosphere.
What we were looking for was that home environment, have more of a home feel versus a hospital feel. So within, like, our head walls behind our beds, we have all of the gas that we would need. Oxygen, suctioning, all of that is behind the head wall. We can raise it for delivery and close it afterwards. Mm-hmm. Really having that spa feel after is the big part that we were looking for.
One of the hallmarks of Floyd Valley Healthcare's maternal care is its one-to-one pairing of nurses and patients. This project is the latest in a series of upgrades at Floyd Valley Health. The next project is consolidating their laboratory services. Students from Remsen St. Mary's High School spent part of their afternoon yesterday packing meals for hungry children around the world. The spiritual leadership team at the school organized a Then Feed Just One event in which the students took part in feeding children in need. Football coach Tim Osterman was with the group.
What we're trying to develop in terms of culture, not just like within the football team, but within the entire school, is like you're part of something bigger than yourself, and that's ultimately kind of what we want these kids to understand, is that, yes, you can win a state championship, and that's great, and that's a fun little end to it, but who do you become as a person? And so that's the journey that we're on always through, whether that is a faith journey or if that's a educational journey. This is just one of those things that we talk about in our mission statement. Are we acting justly? Are we loving tenderly? Are we walking humbly?
Student Caleb Gravenish saw parallels between the school's football success and the task they carried out Tuesday.
I think here we put in a lot of work, and it's the same as when on the football field. We put in a lot of work there because we know if we put all this work in, it's going to pay off and we'll have success. And when we're on the football field, it's great to feel that winning, and knowing that we're feeding kids and helping them over in Honduras, it's a great feeling, just as good.
Over 50 Remsen St. Mary students worked at the Then Feed Just One warehouse in Lamar's. Their goal was to pack 10,000 meals for the program. The city of Haywarden has received a $140,000 grant through a Rural Business Development Grants Program to expand a revolving loan fund. The project will finance local small and emerging businesses through the revolving loan fund. This project is expected to create 14 new jobs and promote economic development and employment opportunities in the community of around 2,700 residents. Governor Kim Reynolds Tuesday announced the appointment of Christy Bussey as a District Associate Judge in Judicial District 3A. Bussey of Spencer is an Assistant County Attorney for Clay County. She received her undergraduate degree from Buena Vista University and a law degree from the University of Nebraska College of Law. Bussey fills a vacancy created following the District Judge appointment of Honorable Andrew Smith. Judicial District 3A is made up of 10 Northwest Iowa counties, which include Lyon, O'Brien, Osceola, Cherokee, Buena Vista, Clay, and Dickinson. A member of the Arnold Park City Council and the owner of two prominent businesses in the Iowa Great Lakes region has died. Jim Jensen began racing sailboats on West Lake Okoboji when he was 5 and started a sailboat business when he was 13. Jensen was a sales manager and then the owner of Okoboji Boats. He sold in 2001 and soon after became one of the captains of the Queen II, the 75-foot-long excursion boat that cruises West Lake Okoboji. Jensen died November 14 at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester after a long illness. He was 74. And according to the National Republican Congressional Committee, only 9 of the 20 counties in the 1st Congressional District of Iowa had completed recounts by last weekend. Certified results showed that Republican Congressman Marionette Miller Meeks leading Democrat Christina Bohannon by just over 800 votes. Bohannon asked for a recount. Scott County election officials began recounts in that race Monday and in a race in Davenport for a seat in the Iowa House. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.